One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
As you may already know, not all movement practices are designed in an equal way. In the Lit Yoga Method, we help you retrain your brain and body to move better for everyday life. Through physical therapy drills, yoga, functional mobility, core stability, and flexibility, the Lit Method rewires habitual movement patterns and postural imbalances to help you feel stronger, more energized, and more balanced, both on and off the mat. Our online platform, The Lit Daily, is designed for easy convenience with a robust offering of class types so you can boost your energy while getting stress relief. Improved brain wiring means you will move with more ease and efficiency because we teach you the how and why behind movement choices, not just poses for the sake of poses. All movement teachers on the platform are certified by Lit and share a common language, providing education with clear cues that give you the needed reinforcement for enhancing your movement habits. Thousands of students in over 50 countries get Lit to feel more confident, more powerful, and more alive. We offer two subscription options for all levels and bodies. The Lit Daily option consists of over 500 classes in our library with so many categories I can't even list them, but some include short on time, injury prevention, stress reliefs, and different body parts. There's also a Tuesday and Thursday live class that's streamed on the daily, and there's always a class of the day to help you take the guesswork out of what class to do. Lit Daily members also get 50% off the monthly workshops. The Lit Prime subscription offer has everything in the daily plus over 20 weekly live Zoom classes with Lit teachers providing real-time feedback. This is wonderful for community and to get your feedback from a teacher for your own alignment. We also get free monthly workshops in the Lit Prime option. Both of these are streamable right into any TV or device through an Android, iPhone, and iPad apps. Movement changes everything, and when we move better, we feel better. So sign up for our free 2-week trial and see how getting Lit can help you feel your best today and for years to come. Good movement, and welcome to Redefining Yoga, a Lit Yoga podcast, which is designed to investigate all aspects of the modern evolution of yoga from my background as a physical therapist and lover of movement. My mission is to help everyone find freedom through smarter and safer movement patterns, so together we can be uplifted, benefiting all beings. Welcome to Friday with Friends. Today I have a wonderful new friend with me. His name is Kendrick Lucius, but he goes by Dooley, and Dooley is the powerhouse owner and founder of Effect Fitness. I started following Effect Fitness when I saw this like incredible energy across the screen on Instagram. I mean, picture hundreds of people sweating with loud music and going up and down on cinder blocks. And I was like, what is this? This reminds me of my days of teaching step aerobics, but it was really the energy and vitality that came across the screen. And then I started following the owner of Effect Fitness, which is Dooley. And I love him. I look at him as like this preacher meets personal coach meets life coach. And he's just so real and so himself. He just gives his heart fully 100% to what he does. His passion for fitness and wellness is so clear. But he also really has great parameters. Like, he really wants everyone to rise up to their highest potential, and he's going to hold a standard to that. We talk about his entire journey and what he has created, which is super magical and super lit up. So I told him we need to combine our skills and do something together. So we're going to plot that out. But in the meantime, please enjoy this conversation with Dooley. Welcome, Dooley. So happy to
have you. Hey, how you doing?
So happy to have you on here. I've just recently become a fan, and I'm just kind of obsessed with your page, with your message, with your energy. It's just incredible. And you're in my brother's hometown, so I'm hoping to make it down there sometime. But let's just start at the beginning. So how did you create this phenomenon, this fitness just rage, really? It's like it's big, and it's incredible. So I just want to, like, were you into fitness as a young kid? How did this all come about?
So you could think I was in the sports growing up. So I played football pretty much all my life. And after football stopped doing what it could do for me, I instantly went right into fitness. So I've always kind of been in love with just the gym. So whether it was just lifting weights, running, working out, playing sports, I've always kind of just been moving around. So when I realized that football wasn't no longer going to pay the bills or help me make any money, I knew I had to try to find something I really love to do. So, the boot camp classes that you see today started with two people. Those same two people that I had back in 2010, I still have training today, which is one of my greatest claims to fame. It's like, once you get with me, you don't leave me.
I love it. I love it.
So when you start thinking about the classes started in my apartment complex gym. So I was training them at my apartment complex gym. And one thing kind of led to another. One person started asking about it, so I had four people. And once I got to about 8 to 10 people, my apartment complex said, you can't do this anymore. So they kicked me out of there. So after that, I moved everybody to my garage. I had a two-car garage then. So I said, I can fit some people in here. So, but I didn't want to get rid of my pool table, though. So I'm like, I'm going to squeeze as many people as I can in here around my pool table. So that went to about, that lasted about 2 months. 2 months, I said, damn, I got to get rid of my pool table now. So I had to get rid of my pool table. Now I start getting about 20 to 30 people in the garage. And before you know it, it was everybody in the complex. And then I had to start getting people coming from everywhere. Like, I got to come try this class out in this garage. So again, my apartment complex intervened. They made me level up. They said, hey, you cannot run a gym out of your apartment. So then they gave me an ultimatum and said, you either set the gym down or you move. So I moved. Long story short, I opened up this location on Spring Street. At the time, I was only charging about $45 a month. So I didn't have a real system in place. I didn't have this well-oiled-out business plan. I hadn't went to the bank and took out a loan. I hadn't done any of that. All I was doing was saying I was going to work hard every day, and I was going to teach classes every day. So I got the new space that I had. And of course, I was just paying rent on it. It was people only paying $45 a month. They were paying more to park than they were for their boot camp membership, because in Atlanta, everywhere you go is $3 to park. And literally, that's when it clicked for me that I knew I had a business. It's like, these people really come to see me every day. And I was like, I better start taking this a little bit more serious. I thought I was taking it serious, but I better take the business side more serious. So I said, you know, it's time for me to get my own space. So I started working on it. I was like, I want this space. The space was about 3,000 square feet. I just knew it's no way I can outgrow 3,000 square feet. It's no way. No, nobody know this stuff. It's no way I can get more than 100 people in this room. All right. The first day that I moved into that building, I had already outgrew it. Amazing. I had 150 people the first day that we ever taught class in the old location. So I'm like, this is crazy. So then I start saying, I better get a front desk. I better get a business account. I better start taking this a little bit more serious.
Were you doing it all yourself at this point?
Everything is at myself. I'm teaching 7 classes a day. I'm taking payments. I'm sending invoices when I felt like it. So it really and truly was built word of mouth. At this time, I don't have social media. I'm not promoting. Hell, I'm actually kind of terrified to promote because I didn't have space. We was sharing a bathroom with a construction company. So the building I was in, I was sharing one bathroom with one stall for everybody with a construction company. So it was a great learning experience for me because I realized that I had to level up if our people was going to start supporting me even more. So I got this current location that I'm in right now. And again, no way I'm going to outgrow this space. I'm happy. Man, we got 7,500 square feet. That lasted 2 months. And then I kind of got, so right now I'm in a plaza. The current gym that you'll see when you come visiting from, you'll see that I'm in a plaza. So the plaza, I got buildings kind of beside me. So when I first got here, it was kind of empty. So we got the first 7,500. But the building right next door to me is another 7,500. So I told the owner I needed that one. He said, can you handle this? I said, yeah, we'll be fine. I moved here June 1st, so my six-year anniversary is coming up. So June 1st would be 6 years that we've been in this location. And then within 30 days, I had already needed more space. So I don't know. I understand what we're doing here in Atlanta. People love working out. I really and truly feel we have something special here.
Of course. So you're saying you have 15,000 square feet right now?
No, I actually have 50,000 square feet now.
50, and you're growing out of that. Oh,
yes.
My God.
I can't wait till you come see. I cannot.
So, yeah. Okay. First of all, there's so many questions I have, but this is such a great story for people to realize. Like, you look for a gap, you fill it, you grow organically.
Absolutely.
You serve your customers and you just continue to answer the need and keep your,
yeah.
And adapt. So, I first of all, I'm assuming you don't really have a business background. Because I'm the same way.
I have a criminal justice degree.
Okay.
I have a criminal justice degree. So, no business background.
Okay, this is explaining a lot. you're wonderful. Okay, that says a lot. Like, you're like, get your head on straight. Let's go. Okay, so how did you learn? Just ask questions, hire people.
So my job, the whole time that I'm doing all this stuff that I'm telling you, I had a full-time job. I was the security guard at Tyler Perry Studios, which might have been my greatest own job training for both of my jobs. So not only was I'm security, but I'm learning by watching the greatest ever in business in terms of just putting out content, working hard, doing it every single day. So that was, to me, was watching him from afar. Just like, he goes to work every single day. Like, and it's back to back to back. And I was just thinking, if this man has become this successful doing it, and how are people who don't have that taking off? So to me, it never really made sense to be taking a whole bunch of vacations, which I understand risk. But it never made sense to me to not do what you say you love to do every day. Mm-hmm. So that's the part that clicked for me. The part that when you say you love something, you should be able to give it something every single day, whether it's an hour, whether it's 30 minutes, whether it's just jotting down some notes about what you're thinking about it. So I've learned to give this something every single day.
I love that. I think that's what people, I mean, there's so many reasons, obviously, you're attracting people, but it's your integrity and your mission is super clear. And you are just like 100% what you're asking of people is exactly what you've already shown that you do.
Absolutely.
Yourself. You know, it's not like projecting anything else. So let me just start by asking, explain to us how this is different than going to a regular gym. Because, I mean, if you just watch your videos, that it's so obvious. But how is it different? Why is it so much more than that?
Like you said, you started with energy. Now, I don't like to just show up energy, the word energy, but it's true. When you come in the doors, you're going to feel a difference because we're not trying to trick people into coming here. When you come in here, you're going to feel something totally different. And we, like I said, we're not selling you on, you're going to lose weight fast. We're not selling you on, if you eat this or drink this, you're going to be in shape. We're not selling you on, we sell you on, if you show up consistently. We don't try to tell you what to eat first. We don't. All we want you to do is show up for yourself consistently, a lot. Like a lot. Do that a lot. And what happens is, everything about your life starts to change.
Exactly.
If you show up to the gym a lot, just your life starts to change.
Yeah. I love that. I say that all the time that I don't, because I also don't talk about weight loss. Does this, and I'm like, when you start paying attention and you're devoted to something, it's inconsistent to then go and eat shitty food, right?
Stop counting. Yeah. Stop counting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stop counting.
Yes.
Stop counting.
Yeah. So, so keep on going. So people show up, but you know, you have like, how did you come up with the idea of using cinder blocks instead of like the Reebok steps?
In my garage, I couldn't fit steps or rises.
Yeah.
So one, a guy was, he was moving out of his apartment. I guess he was some type of architect slash mason. He was throwing bricks away. And I was like, you throwing that away? So I took him. I was taking my trash out. So he had about 50 of them. And I literally said, I could do everything on this. I started thinking about my football training. I started thinking about plyometrics. I started thinking about everything that I could do, because at the time I only had dumbbells. I could do a dumbbell workout, or I can do just a bodyweight workout. And I realized I need to start giving my customers more. You got to think, I've been doing bricks now since 2010. Mm. So, and literally it's just kind of morphed into this thing where now I can go fast, I can go slow, I can just come up with different routines on it off the music. And most of the times people don't realize I don't map my routine. I just kind of go like, I look at the class today. Okay, I got some people that can do this. Okay, let's do this. Let's go fast today. So I never go into my workouts with, this is what we're going to do today. Yeah. I always say, what's going on in this room today? What's going on with this time slot, these group of people? Because again, fitness is different for everybody. So I don't try to force my fitness on you. I force what I know that we all are able to do at a high level, and we do that.
I love it. So when people, do you have different levels? Like, or first of all, I used your voiceover in one of my VLs because it's so great. Do you have a beginner class and you're like, yeah, you show up and you begin. Oh my God, I love that. Like that is the best line. So is that what you say?
Absolutely.
To like, come in and do what you can.
Just or do what you can.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love it.
So I get that the expectation is that you're comparing and I get that. But it's like, my only expectation is just show up and we can figure this out. I don't want you to come in thinking, I need you jumping and touch the ceiling. I don't need you to be like the lady that's been here for 4 years. I need you to come in and just go as hard as you can for as long as you can and repeat that. And we'll be fine.
I love that. And would you say that the people that come to you, have they had much experience in fitness?
At this point, no. Like, and that's the beauty of this place. It's like, I got people who've never worked out in their lives that's in the best shape of their lives now. Mm. And it's just because they started. You just have to start this. Don't look at this thing. You will not be in shape for it. It doesn't matter. So that's why I tell people, don't come here trying to, before, let me go get my mind right before I go to Fake Fitness. No, come to Fake Fitness as you are, and we're going to help you.
Mm. I love that. Well, I want to go over some of these quotes because you have so many. And I want to hear what you mean by these. Like, so you said nobody can make you happy until you're happy with yourself first.
That's my favorite one. It took me a long time to realize that. One day I was just talking and I was in the front of the gym and the sun was shining bright. Birds chirping, spring, summer-ish. Weather was amazing. I'm talking about the sun was shining so bright, though. And I had to, we just have a lady in passing was like, damn, that sun is shining too bright. And I said, wow. I said, wow. You really will have people complaining about the sun shining bright. And I'm like, that's what it's supposed to do. Mm. And then I thanked her for that. She don't even know what I was thinking of for, but I thanked her for putting me and grinding me, because it was just like, you better learn to just be happy, man. Like, people are miserable.
Miserable.
And that I had to realize, if a person could fix their mouth to complain about the sun shining, doing its job with the sun is supposed to shine. Wow.
That's beautiful. And you know what? That's like, you're like a Buddha. Really? That is one of the Buddha Dharma kind of philosophy is that we humans, we don't enjoy suffering, but we are prone to that. And part of it is that everything can be perfect. You can have a shelter and food, and you'll still complain about something. Instead of thinking about what you have.
Yeah. And that's what a happiness quote. Just learn to be thankful and present with what is. Just what is, not what ain't, but just what is.
Now, how did you become this way? Like, is this from your family, your experiences, or you just wired this way?
Definitely experiences. I don't know about wired this way. I just think experiences, because I think pain has been one of my greatest teachers. Mm-hmm. And because it takes you to a place that you can't get when you're happy. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to feel that type of pain anymore. Mm-hmm. So I knew that I needed to change some things. So it started with the way I think. And I mean, if I wasn't thinking it properly, that's my biggest issue. It's no way I'm able to go out and execute a game plan when I do, if I'm still thinking the wrong thoughts. So that's where it started. And it just started with, I'm not thinking. First thing I stopped doing was blaming other people. That was the number one thing that holds most people back on this planet. Right now, we got somebody who's responsible for us not being great. Whether it's a teacher, whether it's a bank that denied us on a loan, whether it's a job that we didn't get, whether it's a coach that stopped us from going to the NFL or an injury. We got somebody that we're blaming, and we don't even know it. We're still holding on to that. So I stopped doing that a long time ago. So when you start thinking, I need to become fully responsible for my life, the part that I can control. And then I'm just going to go as hard as I can go with that. And everything that's outside of that doesn't even matter. And it starts there.
You're so right. I love everything. And we are the author of our own story, and we don't realize the power that is. Like, literally, we have the tools to write it, to edit it, to completely start over, scrap it. But it starts with the mind. Now, I'm curious for you, when did you start to connect, like, the way I treat my body and move my body and challenge my body impacts my thoughts?
That, again, one of my favorites, because you start thinking about, like your mental health. Mm-hmm. Like, I noticed when I worked out, I just felt better.
Yes.
I slept better. I had better energy. I was funner to be around. I was more confident. Like most people, like, I no longer work out for a body part. You know, like, you want to get bigger, stronger. I work out strictly to sweat and feel good. So whatever happens, it's cool.
Yeah.
I only work out now so I can feel good. Mm. And I know what the sweat does to me. I know what I'm releasing. I get all of that. But I only work out not so I can look better to somebody. I work out to sweat and so I can feel good. I knew a long time ago that if you worked out, you felt better. I knew that then.
I know. We don't need research to tell us that.
It's so funny
because I wrote my college essay about mind-body before even knowing what mind-body was, because it was the same thing. I ran a marathon my senior year in high school, not ever prepping, with my brother. We were just like, let's run a marathon. I mean, and I remember being at like mile 21 being like, oh, this sucks. I got to stop. And then I thought, that's my voice, right? My body is feeling tired and achy, but it's the head that's like making it so heavy. Why don't I just say, okay, just get to that bush. Okay, get to that, you know, and then it just shifted. And it's so powerful how our mind gives out way before our body does.
Way before, yeah.
And when you have people in that come to you, I mean, I know you've got thousands of people who love you and adore you, but what are some of the really impactful things that they tell you that this effect? We're going to talk about how you came up with that, but this effect fitness has done for them.
It's the mental for me. It's the confidence they have now. It's the, like you said, I don't, the transformations are, that's what people want to see. I got that part. But when I talked to a lady, when I met her, when they was at some of their lowest points where they had suicidal thoughts, and now you just see them and they don't even remember that. They're like, oh, I thought like that before. So it's to me the belief in yourself, because again, this fitness is personal. Fitness is a extremely personal thing. So when I meet people and they tell me like I don't even think the same. I don't hang out with the same people and places. Like my mind is just elevated. Mm. Like that right there to me, that's it.
I love that. Now and looking at you know these videos, it's high intensity.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have somebody who says, oh, you know, I just think that for me, I'm going to need something more low key and maybe meditative. Like, what? How would you not debate them on it, but how would you convince mm-hmm. them actually sweating and really like pushing these edges of because you learn more about yourself? Like,
yeah. See, that's the key. Like, what do you want from this? I always ask people, like, are you willing to try something else? Like, I ask myself the question all the time. What if I'm wrong? What if I'm wrong? Am I out? And then I say, okay, well, let's go see. Let's go try this. I've always been open to doing it the right way. I don't care what I think. I want to get it right. So I'm fine with people coming to tell me I've always done it this way and I've always done this, but I say, this is what it's gotten you. It's only gotten you this. So it's other levels out there. And we're talking about in life and in fitness and just in general, the way we think, the way we feel. Listen, what if we can feel better? Like, I mean, I'm always in search of trying to do a little bit better. Like, if you're telling me I can feel a little bit better, okay, let's try that.
I love that.
I can rest a little bit better. Okay, let's try that.
I want to share with you a little secret I have. This secret is this amazing skincare line that I've been using now for a year. Now, I am a product queen. It is the one thing I spend money on. I don't spend a lot of money on clothes, but I love products. And I love skincare products because I want my skin to really reflect and showcase how I feel inside. But this is honestly the best product I've ever tried. And I love the fact that it's vegan, it's all natural, you could literally eat it because it's totally organic. Herbal Face Food, it's the most potent anti-aging, multi-correction, antiviral skincare on the market. It's magic, I can't even describe it. I use a little bit of Serum One a few times a week and it tightens up my skin. And then it also kind of whitens it a little bit, makes it feel like all the sun damage disappears. But you can go for the Serum 2, which is like the correction, and that goes into the more sun damaged areas. So you're just going to have to try it for yourself. So go to the show notes and hit the link. Laura20 is the code for 20% off Herbal Face Food. I love it. I love it. I want to share it with you all. And that's the point too, is that when you actually challenge yourself, pushing whatever, I don't particularly like that term, but you know, I think of it like pressing the envelope of comfort.
Mm-hmm.
When you do that, you actually are able to rest better. You're actually
because
able
you
to
never
think.
Gave up. Absolutely.
Right. It's like you have rewired your whole tuning fork.
Mm-hmm.
So if you feel like you need rest all the time, what you probably need is to push yourself a little bit.
Yeah.
You know,
if you always feel like you need to rest, when will you ever discover anything else about yourself?
Exactly.
You're just a rester. You're a rester.
And we know that. We know the people that really are moving and challenging themselves are probably sleeping pretty well, right? They're not the ones that are having this disturbance and stuff.
Absolutely.
It really does. So my next quote that I love, and I'm sure it's one of your favorites, is follow your plan and not your mood. And that just goes back to kind of what I said, like how many
Absolutely.
Of us, I'm sure you get people in your 5:30 p.m. Yeah. class who've worked all day, who are, can come up with a million reasons
why they'd rather
go home, get on the couch and eat whatever and just like veg because they just need to numb out, zone out. And they think of that as relaxing. But they turn the car for you, I'm sure. And they come to that 5:30.
Yeah. And the mood is so fickle.
Mm.
Like, how long am I going to feel this? But what you eating and drinking or not moving or not exercising, that is so long term. That mood that you're feeling, you're going to be mad for 2 hours, 3 hours max. You're going to be sad for a day or two. But I'm telling you, skipping and missing workouts, getting off track, will throw you off months, years at a time. So I always tell people that don't last long enough for you to be making them type of decisions. And your feelings and your mood doesn't last long enough for you to be missing workouts. One of my things that I've been battling with all week, and I was going to talk about this on Friday, I was telling somebody, like, when people are going through things in life, the number one thing they say, I need to take a break from the gym. And I like, the gym is your lifesaver. The gym is your power source. The gym is your battery pack. How about you take a break from all the bullshit that you're doing in life? How about you put your phone down?
Yes.
How about you stop responding to emails and calls or texts that doesn't equate to peace in your life? You're taking a break from the place or the thing that's giving you life. And I always told some people, I was like, but that don't fucking make sense to me. Like, what are we doing?
Yes.
You're taking a break from the gym? No. Take a break from the stuff in life that's not giving you life.
Oh, I love that. I love that. You're right. A battery pack. It's your therapist. It's everything.
It's,
therapist. It's all of that. It's really hard to come out of a good workout
and not feel great.
Yeah. I mean, it's like it's almost so simple that people overlook it because the life in, you know, kind of different, what is the word I'm looking for? Just like almost recipes or prescriptions need to be complex. And it's not. It's so simple.
It's so simple.
Yeah. But the execution is what, you know, it's like, again, make
sure.
That's
what people lack. That's the disconnect of most great. It's like, that's just execution.
Yeah. And that comes.
I know so many
smart
people in life and in fitness. But when it comes to the consistency, the execution part, that's the gap. That's the great divide.
So what do you say to someone who's like, I want this, and I'm just like, yeah, I'm just like, they're having a hard time with the discipline and the consistency.
Well, the thing about find what you are doing great. Like that when I tell people like consistency, it seems like it's just such a cliche thing, but it's not. Like, I want you to find one thing that you can do all the time and just do that. And let's start building confidence in your consistency. Like, you need confidence in your consistency. So, okay, you got one thing that you're doing great. Keep doing that. And then let's add another one to this thing. And let's try to do that too. And most people don't realize that it's just stacking good days and consistent days on top of each other. And now you've had a month straight. Oh, now I can call myself consistent. Because until then, you can't call yourself consistent if you did it for a little while. You just can't do that.
Yeah, and it's really like encoding a data point right in your brain. You know, it's getting that habit, and then it just becomes, you don't have to think about it. It's like you want it. You want it because you know, even if you're tired, I'm sure you feel this way too. Like, well, people will say, well, how do you keep, because I've been doing what I've been doing 27 years. Like, how do you stay creative and energized about it? And it's like, even on the days I don't feel like showing up, I show up because I know the result is already pre-programmed.
It's already there.
And that's what the consistency gives you. It's the best gift is that you will show up even if you, like, again, even if your mood is telling you otherwise, you're not.
I found out more about myself on those days.
Oh, totally.
Like,
totally.
Like when I'm tired, I'm sick, I'm hoarse, I can't scream, I feel like I found out more about myself on those days.
Wow. Like, all right. Yeah.
That's the days for me.
So how many classes a week are you teaching now?
So right now I'm teaching I'm teaching about 10 a week. So you got to think, my current schedule, I used to teach every single class.
We're so similar. I had 18 classes in my home studio and that, you know, was all, and it was the same thing.
I taught every one of them.
Yeah. And then it's better to not teach that many after a while, for sure, because it's exhausting. Plus,
I looked back at it and I was like, how was I even doing that?
Because you're doing? You're building it.
True.
And then what you do is you get other people, you train them, and they start doing it. So you're not doing all of that because you're going to, you do administrative. So how many classes do you have a week? How many employees do you have?
So we got 7 classes a day. Mm-hmm. So that's. And on the weekends, we only have 2. On Saturday, we have 2. Saturday, we have 1. So it's like, it's almost 40 classes. And that's without the the spin, yoga, calisthenics. Like, we got a full schedule here.
Okay, so the classes that you're talking about, what do you call those classes? The ones with the bricks and the weights and
We just call that boot camp class.
Boot camp. I love it. I love it. So the music, this is a big part of it. And this is, again, where I feel like so connected, because music is, it's such a, it's wired so deep in our civilization, mm-hmm. how we've celebrated with music and with movement, by the way. Like, it's mm-hmm. like, this is so in our DNA, right? To mm-hmm. move and to celebrate life and to, for the music. How do you decide on what to use? Is it?
It's a feeling. It's a, again, the room dictates.
Mm-hmm. So you don't have a playlist, or are you literally like kind of doing?
I have a playlist, but I don't play it off the playlist.
Okay.
I have a phone, so I don't have to go searching while I'm teaching.
Yeah.
But it's more so, I'm looking at this room and I can tell what buttons to push. It's like, once I tell my members in class that come to me, I'm studying you constantly. Mm. I want to get better at knowing you and your body. So I know when you give me all effort. I know when you playing around. I know when you ain't got it today and we need to snap out of it. So, but I also know I can play a certain song and it hit that button deep down inside those people, how we're wired. So I know certain buttons to push. I know, like, okay, let's turn this thing up a notch. Okay, let's calm it down a little bit. Let's go fast now. So I'm always playing with those chords and those strings within the human body, is what I call it.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
And what I love so much too, and again, this is just witnessing. It's not even having been in the room, which I can't even imagine it'll happen. But like, you set some really good boundaries. And I was listening to one of your Friday night sermons, and it was about showing up late. And I was kind of giggling to myself because I feel like I get, I've let people get away. When I had my studio, I kind of let people get away with that. But I love mm-hmm. that you are not like that. You're like, there's too many people in this room. You better show up on time or you're not going to come in.
Well, and I think to me, it's just bigger than that. It's just a courtesy thing.
Totally.
I have one of my oldest members, right? She comes here faithfully, had been here 10 years almost with me. So it's crazy when I said, if these people can get here early, every single day, they've been coming for 10 years, and you just started coming here and you already late. I didn't get that. But it went deeper because I found out that most of the people that are late will get their friends to put their spots down and they still coming in late. And I was like, well, you're not a very good friend. And I'm gonna elaborate on that. If I was a good friend, I should do a better job at going to you or your house, waking you up on time, instead of saying, I'm gonna allow my friend to continue to be late every damn day. I'm just keep putting her spot stuff down in her spot. I'm not helping my friend by prolonging her just being sorry, lazy, and not getting up on time. So
Instead
of you not being a good friend because you saved your friend a spot, you be a good friend where you say, hey, get up on time. I'm gonna call you early. And you get up just like I'm getting up on time. That's what a good friend would do. This whole, just because I get up early every day and I'm gonna be the lazy, sorry friend. No, I'm not helping you as a friend. I'm not helping you.
Oh, I love that, because you know there's a whole story around this in some philosophy book, and it's basically about this type of thing. And the person's asking, like, to the teacher, well, what do I do? And they're like, no one will change unless you teach them to change, right?
Yes.
Unless you say that door is shut and you won't be able to come in once the class starts, then you better believe they will start to change, right? But
absolutely.
If you're just allowing the behavior, they're not going to change. So it's like you said, the friend is not contributing to it. And if you were just like, sure, you can come in at whatever time.
Yeah, no.
No. It's part of that whole it's all of it is that commitment and that resolution to improve yourself. And that's part
absolutely.
Of it is showing
absolutely.
Up for you and for others as, like you said, for courtesy.
Absolutely.
Oh, I love that. Okay. So you also said, understand this, you're not missing out on anything when you are busy working on your goals and dreams. Stay focused. I feel like you're saying that because I can relate to this. Being an entrepreneur, you miss out, quote unquote, on things because you're doing what you love. And so Tell me, like, that, I don't feel like that's ever been an issue with you, but because it wasn't for me either. Those things weren't things I wanted to do, you know?
I'm in love. Like, I'm in love with this. And, like, people ask me, like, well, you can go do this now. You can go do this. And I'm like, yeah, but I don't love that. I'm literally doing what I love to do every day. And that's why I'm able to give it all I got, because I really love it. So when it comes to me seeking an escape and wanting to find something else to do, I don't. Like, if you asked me, where would I want to be on my birthday? I'm going to say, I'm going to the gym.
I love it. I love it.
And it just so happens I get to teach and work at the gym that I'm going. Like, cool. Thank you. That's where I'm going to be.
Yeah. And dare I say, that probably is when you talk about, like, the top 1% of people who really are successful, I think it's because they're absolutely living and breathing and loving what they do, versus doing it for some other external factor like success or money or anything. Like, if you're really driven from your love, it's a very different story.
It's totally different.
So let's talk about the branding. Like, when you were in the garage, people were just coming. They knew you had this garage workout.
Yeah.
When did you decide, or did somebody say, hey, you got to package this and brand it, this Effect Fitness?
Just sitting around. So you got to think, the whole time I'm doing this, I had a job. And me just being as hardworking, going to work every day thing, I was making more by teaching my 5-6 classes a day, only giving myself, my business, 26 hours a week. I remember like it was yesterday, but I was working a full 40-hour a week job. And I was already making more money from boot camp than I was at my job. It's like, why do I keep coming here? And it's like, it just hit me. I'm like, stop. It just hit me one day. So I was like, I'm not coming back to work. I'm about to do this full time, and I'm about to give this all I got. And it was just happening. I was like, okay, you got to get this name right. So it started with Effect. And it's, like I said, it's an acronym. And it was just thinking about, let me be creative. I didn't want to just put a name out there. I always said I want to be impactful and I want to affect people's lives. So Effect Fitness. And it just kind of took off from there.
Oh, I love it. And did you go through all the, I know you have a legal team because I heard you talk about photography and all that. So you got it trademarked and all that. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Where do you imagine Effect, like what are your goals right now for Effect Fitness?
The goals is, so right now I have 19, 20 trainers that's training inside of the gym. And I couldn't be happy with myself if they were working here and they wasn't making a living first and foremost, but then also growing. Mm-hmm. So right now the top of my list is making sure the trainers that's currently training here under me and with me, I want to make sure that they're going where they need to go. Like, I want to create like vines, and I want people to grow and go be great. Like, grow, open your own studios, grow, open your own gyms, grow, go do whatever the hell you want to do, but just grow. Because I would be doing you a disservice to have you just sitting up under me in this cool gym and you're not growing and getting better. Mm-hmm. So at the top of my list is the people that's working with me to grow and get better. And then when you start thinking about, so we launched our app during COVID. So during COVID, we had to pivot because, again, you know, gyms in Georgia was shut down. And we were just like, okay, shut the gym down. We can't have people come here, but let's give the people something. So we started giving away free classes during COVID. We're like, we're gonna just go live on Instagram every day, set the phone up. We're going to teach class like it's 1,000 people in here. And we did that for 6 to 7 months when COVID first happened. We're like, no charge, just click on the, go that, follow us on the, just follow us. That's how you charge. So that happened, and we're like, after COVID, they said, okay, we can start letting people come back in the gym. We're like, we got to get us an app. But because remember, that one of the main issues we had during COVID was people get shut down due to music and licensing and all that. It was like, I'm not finna keep dealing with that. So I'm like, let's get our own. Like, what if Instagram and Facebook decide to say, we ain't never letting y'all back? What you gonna do then? And I kept playing it over in my head. I was like, I don't want to be that dependent on something else that don't even know me. Like,
exactly.
If Instagram lost Effect Fitness or Facebook out, they don't give a damn. Like, so I was like, let me go get my own app. So we got a team that came. It was like, let's design our own. Let's create our own platform and let's just pay what it costs to do this. So we did, the app was birthed, and now we literally got 10,000 people online working out with us.
That's amazing.
So now we start thinking about growing. So now we start thinking about other locations. So we just went to LA and we did a class in LA. LA, we had a huge turnout. LA was LA. It was
perfect. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
So now we're getting ready to try to open up a small location in LA. So Houston will be the next trip that we take later in June. And again, that'll be another site. So at all these cities that were like the hotbeds for our app, which because that we let the app kind of dictate where we go, that's where we want to open up other locations and smaller gyms. So we're looking forward to just kind of expanding. And but most importantly, making sure that the trainers and the people currently in the building are growing with it.
I love that. That's a true leader too, is that you want to elevate everyone. And it's that whole, like, you know, just as you rise, you're taking people along and you want them to grow. And with whether it's staying with you or, like you said, going out on their own.
Absolutely.
Now, I'm curious, being a white woman, I only know what I see, which is there's a lot of white people in the fitness world. And what I'm just struck by is your Black community is massive.
It's massive. It is.
But what is you hear about, like, the Black community, especially in Atlanta and in urban areas, are high rates of heart disease, obesity is present, diabetes, et cetera. So to me, what you're doing is just a revolution in a way for your community. Can you talk a little bit about that? Because I don't even know if that was
that's big for me because I don't come from a family of healthy people.
I'm from North Carolina and the South. Yeah. Everything. It is is not a healthy environment. Yeah, it doesn't have to be. Yeah.
Yeah. Not working out, no gyms, no none of that. It's just, it was kind of like, I knew that the pain, like I knew I didn't want to feel and look a certain way. Like when my mom would have conversations talking about stuff that ran in our family, I was just like, Mom, that's not true. Mm-hmm. Like we were bad knees running our family. Well, I've never seen none of y'all exercise or stretch. Like, I've never seen you exercise. How are you telling me that bad knees and overweight, that's in your family? No, you're not taking care of yourselves. So, again, it was just like, but then when you, like you said, speaking to the question you asked, it was like, moving to Atlanta was like a dream for me because, like you said, it is extremely Black in Atlanta. So that was one of the draws for me coming from, because I'm from Louisiana. And it's like, wow. This city is moving, like they're moving. And then when you start seeing about like healthy and Black, and then you start thinking like, oh, I like this. This is refreshing.
Yes,
very refreshing. And I just dove right in when you start thinking about like, because right now where the gym is located, I'm still in one of the, I guess you would call, poorest streets. In Atlanta, we're on Metropolitan. So, you got famous streets in Atlanta. You got Peachtree, you got Northside, you got Hollowell, which is Bankhead, and you got Stewart Avenue, aka Metropolitan, where we renamed this. And it's like, this is rough over here sometimes. But as soon as I got here, I was like, let's be impactful. Mm-hmm. So we launched our nonprofit, and we do back to school drives, and We give out and we say, okay, come on, let's do Christmas gift bags. Let's do turkey drives. Let's make sure we're educating these people. We got a package in place for all the surrounding people that live in this zip code where you get $30 off your boot camp membership just if you live here. Mm. So it's stuff like that what we're doing, where we make sure we're always trying to give back. We're not just trying to take from. So that was a big thing for me.
I love that because I feel like you can change the narrative through fitness, right? And it's a simple ingredient, but when you have a leader like yourself and then you have this community and it's going to, I just feel like it's reaching everyone, but it reaches the people who might not have like see themselves in the room at a gym or in a fitness class. And I know, in yoga, that's a big issue, that lack of representation.
Absolutely.
And you need to feel like there's other people that you look like
that
that might have similar backgrounds and might have not been, I mean, any of us might not have been exposed to fitness, but you're just like this, just, I think you, I really do believe like you're just going to just take this and it could go like so many directions and so far because you're just uniquely you and you're welcoming to all. And that's
absolutely
while being also like, you know, like not going to take any shit either.
Absolutely.
I mean, we need more people like that. Well, I just admire what you're doing. I'm like the biggest cheerleader. I can't wait to meet you. I can't wait to be in that room. I can't even imagine what that energy feels like. And like you said, energy is real. We all are bodies of energy. And we can be responsible for changing our body of energy and how it feels and then how it emits so that others are benefiting. So it's just like, I think this is what everyone needs in a very unpredictable world and climate. Like this is something we can control and we can improve our lives with.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, you're so amazing to talk to. Tell everybody where they can, we'll have this in the show notes, but just everything that you provide and how people can find you.
At Effect Fitness on Instagram, Facebook, same thing, Effect Fitness. Download that app. That app is amazing because, again, you got the same, you can be, no matter if you're in wherever you are, you can work out with us, whether you're in the UK, you're in Australia, Hong Kong, South Africa, it doesn't matter. So, download that app, Effect On Demand, and literally you can do everything that we do here from yoga to spin to Pilates to boot camp, calisthenics. We have it all. And I promise you, it's going to be the best $40 you ever spent in your life.
I believe it. And tell us how you got your nickname because it's so adorable.
So that is funny. So I was extremely fat as a baby, and I probably didn't start walking till almost 2 years old. And once I did start walking, my grandmother said I sounded like a big dually truck. Like I was just couldn't breathe, nose always snotty, just real fat. And once I started walking, I was just breathing hard, sounded like a big dually truck, and dually just stuck. And I've been dually since a baby.
Oh my gosh, from grandma.
Yeah. From grandma.
I love that. Oh, well, and Dooley, now you're not a little like truck, but you're like a you're like a jet engine. So way to go. Thank you so much for your time. It was amazing talking to you.
I appreciate it. Thank you for having me. Thank you.
And for everybody out there, make sure you check out Dooley. And as always, I'm pulling for you.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.